is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The largest wildfires in the Los Angeles area are still 0% contained. At least five people have died, and the fear is more bodies have yet to be found in the rubble. This Altadena woman's home was destroyed in the Eaton fire.
We had everything, like the sentimental things. Like, my mom passed away. I had only a few things of hers left. My wedding dress, our wedding album. We left everything, our albums. We have just whatever we're wearing. We're wearing the same thing for the last 2 days.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve can't believe what he's seeing in Altadena.
At least in this neighborhood, it just seems like everything is on fire. The smoke is so intense, it's blotting out the sun. At points, it's so dark, you wouldn't even know that it's the middle of the day here in California. I don't know how this neighborhood survives based on, it's just out of control fire. There are firefighters here, but I don't even know where you would start.
180,000 people are still under evacuation orders. Police have arrested 20 people for looting. All Los Angeles Unified Schools will be closed tomorrow. Former President Jimmy Carter was hailed as a leader and a family man at his funeral today in Washington. CBS's Steve Kathan has more.
Tributes to Jimmy Carter from political contemporaries written before their deaths, read by their sons. Ted Mondale, the son of Carter's vice president.
Today we join in sadness to honor our dear friend President Carter for his extraordinary years of principled and decent leadership and his courageous commitment to civil rights and human rights.
And from rival turned friend Gerald Ford, his son Steve.
Jimmy, I'm looking forward to our reunion. We have much to catch up on.
Carter's casket has just returned to Georgia. He will be buried in his hometown of Plains. Southern states from Texas to Alabama are getting a blast of winter weather. Andy Jones owns a hardware store in North Decatur, Georgia.
If you do need to get out from your house and out in the neighborhood, probably ice melt so that you can get your car where it needs to go. So snow shovels or ice melt.
Some areas could get 3 inches of snow and some ice before the storm winds down Saturday morning. CBS News has learned Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman has accepted an invitation to meet with President-elect Donald Trump. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The meeting will take place at Trump's home in Florida and would be the first known meeting between a sitting Democratic senator and Trump since the November election. In a statement, Fetterman said, President Trump invited me to meet and I accepted. I'm the senator for all Pennsylvanians, not just Democrats in Pennsylvania.
Fetterman says no one is his gatekeeper. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine voters will have multiple options for some common council seats in the upcoming election. A primary is set for February 18th. The ballot includes contested races on the Racine City Council in Districts 1, 5, 9, 11, and 15. Several incumbents are facing challenges. That primary election will narrow the field for two Kenosha school board seats. It'll feature incumbent Rebecca Stevens and four challengers. The primary will eliminate one candidate before the final election. First District Representative Brian Style will conduct listening sessions tomorrow. He'll be in Racine and Kenosha counties later in the day. The RUSD board will discuss potentially renaming Red Apple Elementary on Monday. Options include incorporating NASA astronaut Laurel Clark's name. The committee will hold at least one more meeting before a potential vote by the board. And Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning about surging respiratory illnesses. They say there's a rise in flu, COVID-19, and RSV, with emergency room visits increasing. Aurora Healthcare has brought back masks at their facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers face the Eagles in Philadelphia Sunday in the wild card playoffs. The Eagles have one of the top-ranked defenses in the league under coordinator Vic Fangio. I asked Matt LaFleur what makes them so tough.
You just don't see a whole lot of open space, a lot of gotcha plays. You're going to have to earn it because if they get you in third and long, It's a nightmare.
College basketball, two of the Badgers men's team dealing with injuries. Max Klesmet in a walking boot after injuring his right ankle. Nolan Winter, able to practice despite suffering a deep cut to his finger the other night. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota Friday night. NBA, the Bucks with a 121-105 blowout over the Spurs. A.J. Green with 14 points asked, how do you defend 7'3" Victor Wembanyama?
Just be physical and crawl up under him, try to make him uncomfortable, stab at the dribble. That's what coaches wanted us to do. I think that's how you got to try and guard him.
That's the Bucks' A.J. Green with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight. Some flurries and snow showers developing late and lows in the low 20s. For tomorrow, early flurries and snow showers and mostly cloudy for the afternoon. A high around 30. Saturday, sunshine and highs in the upper 20s. More snow possible Sunday. It's 28 degrees right now.
'66, it's the Kingsmen and Louie Louie on WRJN. Now, that song cost a mere $50 to record. The Kingsmen went into the studio after a radio station executive in Portland saw them perform it live and suggested they record it.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watch.
watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on a darker bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
WR Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and Green Bay Packer football, WRJN. Packers, of course, in the wild card game this Sunday against the Eagles.
Tell all the people across the USA, oh, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, we all love our Green Bay Packers, and it's do or die for the Packers this week in the wild card game. It's going to be Sunday at 3:30. You can hear all the action right here on WRJN with Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron. And it's all brought to you by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. By Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. By Corner House on the Lake, where you can always buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Green Bay Packer football this Sunday afternoon on WRJN.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, opening Friday, January 10th at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
When you cheer on and celebrate the green and gold, be sure to have O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle on hand. O&H's famous kringle pastry has a delicious filling of cheesehead cream cheese and dark chocolate tundra chunks. It's perfect for your game time gathering and is absolutely delicious. It disappears fast, so you may want to pick up an extra. Show and share your team spirit with O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Yeah, let's twist again. Like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again. Like we did last year.
local news. Timeless Hits WRJN could see a little snow overnight, mostly cloudy and a low of 21. Tomorrow, maybe a little snow in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and 29, and then Saturday, sunshine and 28.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to speak? Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Every other day of the week is fine.
trust that day.
So much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Your rowdy friends are probably planning for July right now. The Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival has announced headliners. It's Hank Williams Jr. and Chris Stapleton. The festival at Veterans Park is set to return to Milwaukee's lakefront July 10th through the 13th. Racine voters will have some options for several common council seats. With the deadline to file passed, the ballot is clear. The primary is February 18th, the general in April. In the 1st District, incumbent Jeff Coe is being challenged by Malik Fraser. The 5th has a primary with a three-way race. Incumbent Melissa Caprillion is facing off against Jens Jorgensen and Raymond Ellison Jr. In the 9th, Terry McCarthy has decided not to seek re-election. There'll be four candidates on the February ballot in that district. There's also contested elections in the 11th and the 15th. Fresh off a re-election, the congressman is making himself available tomorrow. 1st District Representative Brian Stile will start the day in Janesville and Beloit and hits Racine and Kenosha later in the day. There's an afternoon option at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall at 2, followed by a 3:30 session at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol. Stile says in a statement that he welcomes people to come and talk face-to-face about their issues. The kindness of Carter is still making an impact 35 years later. Today's the national day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. He and his wife visited Milwaukee in 1989 to volunteer with Habitat for Humanity. The partnership grew the organization in Milwaukee and in Kenosha and Racine as well. Until the 39th president arrived in Wisconsin, the local Habitat for Humanity group had never built a home.
The former president and first lady came to Milwaukee, mobilized over 1,000 volunteers, built 6 brand new homes, completed them in 1 week, as well as doing 8 rehabbed homes. So to say that this put Milwaukee Habitat on the map is an understatement.
Milwaukee Habitat CEO Brian Sunderman says many credit their interest in Habitat for Humanity to the Carters. The organization has active chapters in Racine and Kenosha, and they say they're always looking for someone to help swing a hammer. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight. Some flurries and snow showers developing late and lows in the low 20s. For tomorrow, early flurries and snow showers and mostly cloudy for the afternoon. A high around 30. Saturday, sunshine and highs in the upper 20s. More snow possible Sunday. It's 28 degrees right now.
Just gotta be strong, just stop, 'cause I really
1975, it's Campton and Tennille and Love Will Keep Us Together on WRJN. That was their first and probably biggest hit. I was trying to think of other Campton and Tennille songs just off the top of my head, and I think the two other ones that really come to mind are Muskrat Love, which they recorded in 1976, and then Do That to Me One More Time in 1979. They had a few other hits too, but probably those were their two other big ones.
The purpose of a man. The purpose of a man is to love a woman.
folk, and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Judy in the sky. Wearing your green slips and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chill of sweet spell of the guys, Judy in the sky, with dances.
Come to me tonight, come to me tonight. I'll take you to the finest sight.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is there's just one breed of dog that doesn't bark. It's the Basenji dog breed. It's not completely silent, though. According to the American Kennel Club, they make their feelings known with an odd sound described as something between a chortle and a yodel. So I guess if you're into yodeling, then the Basenji dog breed is perfect for you.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
WRJN. I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, and that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Try.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
How can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. Nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I
down.